Paul's game more than you thought you would. Just what do you think of that assist he made on Colton's goal there?
So yeah, it was a sweet one. You know, by the reaction of the players on the bench when guys do something like that. It was, but I before it got to that, just the whole play all the way up the ice. And I know Henry kind of went behind the back there, but nothing happens without Colton going into that. And it's a good play all the way around.
Coach, after the last game, you talked about don't look at goals, look at chances. You have 43 shots that get to the net, probably 60-some chances tonight. Was that the difference?
There was a lot to like about our game tonight, other than the amount of penalties we took in the first half of the game. But we were on pucks. As you saw early on, they picked up a couple breakaways, and it was just letting guys behind them. They're a pretty dynamic team. They'll take some chances, and we had to just keep our discipline. I thought for the most part we did. To have the shots on goal, but the way they came, we were on in the offensive zone. We gave ourselves second chances off rebounds. We hunted pucks, and I thought we were pretty serviceable third period. We didn't get a whole lot, so it was good all the way around.
The Colton line, obviously, they produced a lot on the score sheet tonight, but were they also a main key at helping kind of reestablish the defensive tone that Drew has set for the final 40 minutes of the game?
Yeah, that was their best game since they've been together. And when you're trying to find chemistry with the line, it takes some time. But I thought they found their stride tonight. Again, they kind of went, either we fell in line with them or they fell in line with us. Everybody was kind of buzzing out there, but they had something going tonight. It was just their work ethic, and they just were doing a ton of the right things that we preach, you know, in our philosophy of playing the game, and they did them all, and they got rewarded for it. So hopefully there's more of that to come.
What's the kind of identity you want for that line? Did they have some skills along with kind of the...
I think they showed it tonight. Yeah. You know, they played with the puck a lot more than they did, and for doing that, they're doing something.
Like the Johnson's video?
That was, these ones, they're tough, I'll be honest. I'll say it, I was welling up, I'll be honest. It was, I coached 700 games, I found out tonight in this league, and he was a big part of a lot of them. And I may not be around for 700 if it wasn't guys like Tyler Johnson, but perform the way they did for a long period of time while I was the coach. And there's a group of guys, I mean, all the players, loved all the guys that come in here, but you know, the guys that have been here since the beginning, you know, it's a special place for them. And it was a well-deserved and lovely ovation the crowd gave them.
Coach Marty shows up tomorrow night behind the bench. Could be interesting.
You know all that means. I don't know in my coaching career if I've ever coached against a former player. I think it just hasn't been old.
John, you asked him 700. Did you not know that that was a milestone coming up?
No, I found out before the game. For a variety of reasons, the players were letting me know. But no, I don't. I don't look at those stat packs before games and stuff like that. So, but it does give you time, a little time to reflect. That it's much nicer, I guess, to win these milestone games. But I did know I should have known this too, because I knew I was close. When we played the Islanders, I think TV did a comparison between like Barry Trotz and I. And I think I was like 1,000 games behind him. So, I got a long way to go to catch Trotz.
Did you get a special puck?
I don't know. I was like, the guys gave me a puck, so it was pretty cool. Sitting on my desk right now. I'll go somewhere good. But it's 700. I don't think 10 years ago, I wasn't even sure I'd ever coach one, let alone 700. Pretty special group.